Kelvin McAvoy joins us, who's been very good to us through the journey on the early mail. For our dollar up punters out there, what would you do, Kelvin?
Yeah, no, I would back Silent Sorrento.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Silent Sorrento, perfectly positioned in running. 2 out of 2, and it's a cakewalk.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Was that from March or something?
Scott, please don't speak before I'm about to introduce our guest. Look, the early mail.
We have to discuss where we're at and be honest.
We are a little bit stewy-joe.
And I think we can blame this. There's a link. Our man Trent on the buttons.
Yes. It's
June 9, that was.
That's all right.
So if you take out the weekends, it's probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 days. So we're due.
But I'm feeling very confident because I'm in. RSN's very own, I'm claiming these days. Gavin Bedgood, fresh off success at Flemington on Saturday, joins us today. Firstly, well done for Saturday, Gav, and hopefully some more good luck today.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks very much for that. Yeah, fingers crossed we can get a result today.
Now, we're going to have a look at your two runners today, and you've got a lot of runners over the course of the weekend, so we might try and squeeze an early tip from you anywhere across the country over the course of Friday, Saturday and Sunday, because we do not discriminate where the winners are. They still pay the same, but we'll take a look at today. We've got Lucky Sun, second up from a spell today, race 3, number 2. Ran at Sandown last start in a race that is going to prove a pretty good form line, I dare say, behind the very smart Bankmore. What are the confidence levels like here?
Yeah, he was really below par at Sale. He did a lot wrong. He raced for a horse that had sort of had quite a bit of racing before I gained him into my stable. He did a lot wrong, a bit field shy. We've given him another trial since that. He trialled well. We've put a set of earmuffs and pacifiers on him today, just to try and get in a race a little bit more tractable. I was happy with his jump out. His work's been good, and I'd be disappointed if he wasn't around the money today.
Race 6, you saddle up runner 2, Releaser, 5th run for the new team. Won well first up. What are we thinking?
Yeah, very open and even race. You could probably make a case for the majority of these runners. Barrier 2 probably isn't ideal for him. I'd probably prefer to draw out where he gets a little bit more galloping room, but he's got form on the soft. You know, if you go back to his run 2 starts ago where he ran second to Jigsaw at Cranbourne, he was pulling ground off him the whole way and he wouldn't have won the race, but he probably should have finished a lot closer. He sort of got held up. If he can bring that run to today with the winkers on for the first time, I think he can be thereabouts too.
Now, before we ask you how we should be spending our dollar today, you've got runners tomorrow, Friday and in dual states on Saturday. Is there one you're particularly excited about?
Frankie Two Angels won't take his place tomorrow. Barrier 18 is probably a bit too much of an ask, but No Effort will go to Caulfield on Saturday. Her work yesterday morning was fantastic. She's going to get soft ground, which is a bonus for her, and she'll take a lot of catching again also, I think.
So that's No Effort over 2,000 metres at the Heath on Saturday. Nice early tip there. All right, this is your moment to shine. This is the moment I need you to put me on the promo, please, Gav. What have you got for us?
Yeah, I'd be back in Lucky Sun each way today. Rule on through his first run, and he's much better than that.
Gav, you're doing beautifully at the moment. Hopefully that can continue as per usual. Thanks for having a chat.
Thanks very much, boys.
Gavin Bedgood there. He suggested play race 3, number 2, Lucky Sun, 50 cents each way.
And he said the word each way. So I'm saying if it runs second or third, which sometimes the promo doesn't allow, we're allowing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with us egomaniacs just desperate for some success. It's 7 o'clock. Happy Wednesday. We're about to go to John J. Hollingwood Bowden with the news.